When Prime Minister Anthony Albanese took to the stage at the ESPY on Monday to launch Australia's national cultural policy, there was one announcement you may have missed. A new National Poet Laureate will be appointed. It's a post that has remained dormant since 1821. Just a bit of drama in my voice to make the point that it's been a really long time between poets in this country. 1821. So after a gap of more than 200 years, what do prospective candidates need to know about this prestigious role? Who better to ask than New Zealand's current Poet Laureate, Chris Teiss, who joins us now. Chris, good morning.
Good, Patricia. Thanks for having me.
So when you heard the news that Australia will appoint a Poet Laureate, what was your reaction?
My first reaction was this was brilliant, great news for Australia and your poets. Funnily enough, when I was appointed Poet Laureate in August last year, I got a few comments from Australians saying, well, why don't we have one? And unfortunately, I don't have the answer to that. It's not my mandate. You guys have to sort yourselves out. But I think this is a really great opportunity for the poetry community in Australia to be represented by a Poet Laureate and to, yeah, potentially promote poetry both locally in Australia and also internationally.
As you mentioned, you took up your two-year post last August. So what are the contractual demands? Do you have to write a poem for the big moments? Like, I know it's an important job, but please explain to me how you do this job.
Yeah, so I guess the role of the New Zealand Poet Laureate is to represent New Zealand's community of poets. But it's up to each Poet Laureate to decide how they will fulfil the role. So some of them have had very public profiles, others not so much. And there are two strands to my role. One of them is to create work, and the other one is to promote and advocate for poetry here in New Zealand. I think a lot of people still think of the Poet Laureate in terms of the UK Poet Laureate, who is kind of expected to write poems marking significant occasions. But that's really up to me to decide, like, what I choose to write about. When the Queen passed away, actually not too long after my appointment, I did get a lot of people asking me whether I was going to write about the Queen, but I chose not to do so because I didn't think that really vibed with who I am as a poet and who I am as a person.
Wasn't going to vibe for you. Okay, fair enough.
Absolutely not.
Describe your style and what inspires your writing.
A lot of my writing is about race and racism, particularly with New Zealand's connections to the Chinese community here and the history. I write a lot about sexuality and queerness because I'm a gay Chinese man and the intersection of those two parts of my identity. But I also like to have a bit of fun with poetry. A lot of my poems incorporate pop culture references and references to movies and pop singers, visual arts. So yeah, sort of very different sides of the same coin.
Now, Chris, you are New Zealand's 13th Poet Laureate, so we haven't had one since the 1800s, but yeah, you guys have had a few more. Australia has really only had one. I think it was Michael Massey Robinson, a former convict, who was given two cows for his services. Don't know if you got any cows. What are your perks?
I didn't get any cows. I get $100,000, which is sort of a stipend that's paid out over the 2 years. I also get a toka toka, which is a stick that each Poet Laureate gets carved especially for them, and it's sort of to signify the significance and the mana of the role. So that's something that's quite exciting, and there's going to be a special ceremony in April to hand it over to me. The Poet Laureate was initially established in 1997 by Tamata Estate, which is a winery here in New Zealand. So the Poet Laureate also gets a nice delivery of wine.
Oh, winning. You said on Twitter that once Australia's first Poet Laureate was announced, obviously that hasn't happened, we just know we've got the position, there should be a Trans-Tasman smackdown. How would that work?
So that was my big mouth getting me into trouble. I just thought it was quite fun that New Zealand and Australia has this rivalry when it comes to sports and other things. And I just thought, well, naturally, we would have to have some sort of smackdown to determine who has the best Poet Laureate.
All right. We've asked you to kick that all off in verse, which is very exciting. I've been looking forward to this pretty much all week. Take it away.
Right. So I've written this really short, really silly poem, thinking about what your Australian poet laureate could write about. Australia, where the bloody hell is your poet laureate? A wordsmith to record your country's glories in pantomimes and sonnets, your tri-series scores, your underarm balls, five golds for Thorpe doing a Bradbury. Are you too busy losing at rugby and smuggling budgies to celebrate your great nation's poetry? Put down that VB, it's time to get literary. Which bonza bard will you task to pen your odes to praise Kath and Kim, Russell Crowe and Margot, your Minogues and Bardot, your Aloha ScoMo? A wordsmith to rhyme and to slam in rhythmic verse. You've so much talent to choose from, who will be the first? Don't think we'll go easy just because you're new. Your poet laureate has some catching up to do. Bring your best haiku to this ultimate death match. Like Drag Race Down Under, there's a crown to be snatched.
Chris, that was so good.
Thank you.
I knew it was going to be good. That was really good. Bonza Bard, Aloha. Gosh, you had it all there. ScoMo.
Look, I did a little bit of research.
That's pretty amazing, pretty amazing. I think the SmackDown is ready to go because we just need our bard now, don't we? We just need this. I've got suggestions of who should be appointed. We're just going to keep that. Well, let's just wait for that. I'm not going to go there. But thank you so much for bringing that to us. It was absolutely delightful.
Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Chris Deese is New Zealand's poet laureate. And if you want to discover more of Chris's poetry, his most recent collection, Supermodel Minority, is out now.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.